The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Good morning and welcome back to the SB Nation NFL Show. I'm Pete Sweeney. Congratulations on making it to the middle of your work week. It's Wednesday, March 17th. Let's kick your day off with the biggest stories from around the NFL. The NFL's legal tampering period began on Monday, and that means the free agency frenzy, well, it kept on frenzying on Tuesday. Hope you guys are ready to hear me talk because I am about to talk a lot. Let's start with everybody's favorite position, quarterback. First in Chicago, the 33-year-old Andy Dalton is headed to the Bears on a one-year, $10 million deal, one that could possibly earn him another $3 million in incentives. That's according to ESPN. If you're wondering, and I know you are, the Bears reportedly aggressively tried to pursue Seahawks quarterback Russell Wilson, but were told that Seattle is simply not trading him at this time. In another quarterback story, former Chargers QB and 31-year-old Tyrod Taylor struck a one-year deal with the Houston Texans. The contract is worth up to $12.5 million, also according to ESPN. While we're there, let's stay on the topic of the Houston Texans and get into Deshaun Watson. Watson has been the subject of a lot of chatter over the past few weeks as we wonder whether or not he will be the quarterback of the Houston Texans, but he's making news this morning for other reasons. Shortly after 11:30 p.m. Eastern last night, Watson posted a note that read this: "As a result of a social media post by a publicity-seeking plaintiff's lawyer, I recently became aware of a lawsuit that has apparently been filed against me. I have not yet seen the complaint, but I know this. I have never treated any woman with anything other than the utmost respect. The plaintiff's lawyer claims that this isn't about money, but before filing suit, he made a baseless six-figure settlement demand, which I quickly rejected. Unlike him, this isn't about money for me. It's about clearing my name, and I look forward to doing that." That's the end of the note. I am sure there will be more information to be had after this recording regarding Watson and this developing situation. Drew Brees has rode off into the sunset, so where does that leave the New Orleans Saints? Tuesday on the Dan Patrick Show, head coach Sean Payton said he expects Taysom Hill and Jameis Winston to compete for the Saints' starting quarterback job. So now we can say, at least we know one of the things we'll be talking about every single day during the month of August. By the way, as an avid fantasy football player, I'm rooting for Jameis. Tuesday's chatter began with another splash from none other than Bill Belichick and those money-spending New England Patriots as tight end Hunter Henry joins the other top tight end in this free agent class, Jonnu Smith, in New England. It's a three-year, $37.5 million deal for Henry, including $25 million guaranteed, that according to ESPN. The Patriots have completely overhauled their team over the past few days, as expected starter Cam Newton now has Smith, Henry, Nelson Aguilar, and Kendrick Bourne to throw to. The first big cornerback piece fell on Tuesday as now former Seahawks cornerback Shaquille Griffin agreed to a three-year, $44.5 million deal that includes $29 million in guarantees to head to the Jacksonville Jaguars. The idea is that with Griffin now out of the mix, we could see other cornerbacks begin to be signed elsewhere. One of them to start was Janoris Jenkins to the Tennessee Titans, but names like Malcolm Butler, Richard Sherman, Casey Hayward, and AJ Bouye, they're all still out there. The New York Giants finally agreed to a long-term deal with defensive lineman Leonard Williams, who they had just franchise-tagged for a second time. It's a 3-year, $63 million deal that includes $45 million fully guaranteed, according to ESPN. The Giants also agreed to a deal with free agent wide receiver John Ross. Ross hits the reset button after 4 years with the Cincinnati Bengals. There's some other big names we are watching on Wednesday. Let's go through them. In trade talks, the Philadelphia Eagles have invited tight end Zach Ertz to seek a trade. That according to NFL Network. The Chicago Bears are reportedly welcoming trade offers on wide receiver Anthony Miller. Several teams are inquiring about Patriots free agent running back James White, including the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, which would of course reunite White with seven-ring holding Tom Brady. The Raiders are reportedly releasing center Rodney Hudson, who is still widely viewed as a top center in the league. The Bucs are trying to sign back Ndamukong Suh, and the out-of-retirement offensive lineman Kyle Long is apparently in Kansas City after visiting the Las Vegas Raiders, a little flight from one AFC West city to another. Because these past few days have been wild with news, how about a Wednesday morning speed round? Here we go. Former Green Bay Packers running back Jamal Williams is signing a 2-year deal worth up to $7.5 million to join a division rival. It's the Detroit Lions, who will be playing in another team in the NFC North both in 2021 and 2022. We'll see if that goes beyond. The Lions also made a late-night trade on Tuesday, acquiring defensive lineman Michael Brockers from the Los Angeles Rams. Former Colts quarterback Jacoby Brissett is headed to the Miami Dolphins on a 1-year deal. Former Saints wide receiver Emmanuel Sanders signed a 1-year deal with the Buffalo Bills, who also traded tight end Lee Smith to the Atlanta Falcons for a 2022 late-round pick. The Washington football team has signed cornerback William Jackson III to a 3-year, $42 million contract. Former Lions wide receiver Marvin Jones Jr., former Panthers tight end Chris Manhertz, former Steelers defensive lineman Tyson Alualu all go to the Jacksonville Jaguars. The Jaguars also traded for Saints defensive tackle Malcolm Brown. Former Cowboys cornerback Jadobe Awuzie and former Steelers cornerback Mike Hilton go to the Cincinnati Bengals. Defensive end Derek Wolfe re-upped with the Baltimore Ravens. He's back for 3 years. The Packers place a second-round tender on tight end Robert Tonyan, and the cornerback who wore number 38, Tremont Williams, retired from the NFL on Tuesday, which happened to be his 38th birthday. The Colts place a second-round tender on wide receiver Zach Pascal. Former Raiders defensive end Dak McKinley to the Cleveland Browns. Former Saints cornerback Justin Hardy to the Jets. Former Browns cornerback Terrence Mitchell to the Texans. Former 49ers cornerback Akella Witherspoon, he goes to the Seattle Seahawks. Wide receiver Marquise Goodwin reverted back to the 49ers from the Eagles. I didn't even know that was a thing. The Chiefs made some running back moves, agreeing to a tender with Darrell Williams, but releasing Damian Williams. Damian Williams opted out of last year and is now fresh and available. The Chiefs brought back defensive end Taco Charlton on a 1-year deal. The Titans cut cornerback Adoree Jackson and right tackle Dennis Kelly. The Lions cut quarterback Chase Daniel and defensive tackle Danny Shelton, and the Steelers cut veteran linebacker Vince Williams all on Tuesday. That's the latest in the news of the NFL on Wednesday, March 17th. Make sure you subscribe to the SB Nation NFL Show. It is available to you on all major podcast platforms. And while you're there, please leave us a rating and a review. Stay tuned later today for the Pupcast. That's with Michael Kist and Kyle Posey. I'm Pete Sweeney. We'll talk tomorrow.